Okay, let's start daf Nun Beis. Nun Beis, Menachas Nun Beis. We are up to the last daf here in Perek HaTcheles. The Perek that started way back on daf Lamed Ches, when we spoke about Dvarim that are Ma'akiv or not Ma'akiv each other, and then we got back into issues of Menachas, the last couple of dafim, and we're talking about the Chavite Kohen Gadol, which is, as we know, is a mitzvah daraisa for the Kohen Gadol to bring a carbon every single day that he is the Kohen Gadol. It's the same carbon that every Kohen has to bring on the day that he becomes a Kohen, and Minchas Chinuch is counted by the Sefer HaChinuch, and Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Vav, just to remember, Shinitz Tavinu Sheyakriv HaKohen HaGadol, Mincha B'chol Yom Pa'amayim. Interesting that it's one mitzvah, and the formulation of the Chinuch is, the Kohen Gadol is commanded to bring a Mincha twice a day, meaning split. Baboker ubein harabayim. Shneamar zek karban Aaron uvanav asher yakriv Hashem via nikreis chavite kohen gadol. And it's called the chavite kohen gadol because of the machavas, the chavit, and the type of pan that it is baked in. V'nikreis gamke minchas kohen mashiach, and it's also called the minchas kohen mashiach. Again, the mitzvahs that are included in this are all of the ones that bring this carbon. I mean, Sharshia mitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch, once we have it open again to review, says, Lafisha Kohen Gadol hu ashliach ben Yisrael avim shema shemayim. The Kohen Gadol is the shliach, the representative between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. Klomar, ki hu anosei tefillah elav ba'adam, he carries their prayer with them, with him, v'aydei tefilosav u'ma'asei karbonosav heimis chaprim. Through his actions, Kapara comes, Yom Kippur. V'lachein roi l'ish kazeh, lios lo karbon miyuchad, timidi, kamo timidi atzibur. So it's ra'ui that he has a carbon tamid, just like everyone else has a carbon tamid. U'kamo sha timidim shtayim layom, nischayev hu gamkein lahakriv minchaso pa'amayim bayom. Interesting parallel. The Chinuch says, just like the carbon tamid comes twice a day, so do his carbon comes twice a day. The calls that nisbach alatam shamayim b'karbon, and this is all related to what we said about karbonis in general. It's all about being ma'orer ar machshavos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ein safek, says the Chinuch, she'ein dome his orus ha'adam kishemakrav karbanu ha'meyuchad lo l'kishehu makrav karban shu mishutaf imo. Eino dome, when you bring something yourself, exclusively yours, with something compared to something that you bring with a when you are mishutaf with others. V'zed davar yadua u'menuse b'chal adam. When it's mine, it's different than when I just share a portion. Ki lomashem yucha lo levado misawer yoser ve'ein laharich bazeh. Right, and that is the Sefer HaChinuch about this mitzvah kuf lamed vav of the Kohen Gadol. So the mishnah that we learned yesterday discussed what happens if the Kohen Gadol died. Kohen Gadol died, and they did not appoint a new Kohen Gadol in time. So whether he died in the afternoon, and you still didn't bring the half in the afternoon, or he died in the morning, you didn't bring either one. So who has to pay? Who has to pay for the new one until before the new Kohen Gadol is appointed? So again, just going back, on Nunam Abayis, 2 days ago, we had the halacha that if he dies and they appoint a new Kohen Gadol, that he has to bring a new Isaron, split it in half, and bring the other half of it in the afternoon. But here we're talking about where he was not appointed. So, lo minu ha-kohen acher tachtav, the Mishnah had said, that is a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, is brought from communal funds, Mishal Tzibor. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, is brought from his Yarshim. So, Bez Hashem, we'll get back to that machlokas also later today. Along the lines, in the Shakla Vitaria, later on Nun Aleph Beis, the Gemara quoted the Mishnah in Meseches. Shimon says, there was 7 Dvarim that Bezdin were Mesakin. Shimon Dvarim Hiskinu Bezdin. And one of them had to do with the Kohen Gadol's carbon. If the Kohen Gadol dies and there was no one else that was appointed in the interim, Shetim Minchas Akrivim Mishal Tzibor. So we spoke about that element, but once we brought up that Mishnah, so we talk about another line in that Mishnah, which doesn't have to do with us, but it has to do with Paraduma. So let's pick up with that, 3 lines to the bottom. The Alpara Shloyim All in Ba'afra. The Mishnah said that one of the Dinim Rabbanan that Rabbi Shimon said was that the Rabbanan decided that Para Aduma, there will not be any Isser of Mi'ila Ba'afra in the ashes of the Para Aduma. There won't be any Isser of Mi'ila, and that is a Din Durabanan, according to the Gemara. It says the Gemara, Daraisahi. What do you mean? That's a Din Daraisa, that there's no Isser in the ashes of the Para Aduma. Titanya Chatas hi melameid shemoalin ba. He, right, it's more than but, right, chatas, he, it is a chatas, so there's me'ila, just like there's a me'ila by a regular chatas. And we darshan the word he, it has me'ila, ba'malin, ba'afra, ain't malin. It's a din d'oraisa that there is no mi'ila, there's no isra mi'ila by its efer. We discussed a couple of days ago the isra mi'ila and the lack of makar of mi'ila and whether mi'ila is comparable to gezel or it's its own category of isra hana'a. In any case, the Gemara asks here, so how can you say it's a din d'rabanan, the Mishnah in Shkalim, that says it is there's no mi'ila by the Efer? It's a din d'araisa, there's no mi'ila by the Efer. So the Gemara gives a similar answer to what we just said earlier. Amar Avashi, again, there's a lot to say on each of these lines, but let's just finish the flow. Amar Avashi, shtei takanas havai. Really, there were two stages of the takana. Two stages of the takana. D'araisa, ba malin, ba for ein malin. Really correct that there was no... it started off differently, right? On a d'oraisa level, exactly like we darshan from the pasuk, there was no me'ila by the efer. Since the Rabbanan saw that people were being mezalzel in the ashes of the paraduma, and they were putting it on their wounds to try to make it heal, so gazer be me'ila, they decided, step two, there should be me'ila by the ashes, even though d'oraisa there isn't. Kiva dechazet the kaparshi misafik azos, and once the Rabbanan saw, though, that once there's me'ila, and there's a bila d'rabanan, so if there was a suffik, whether one needed a hazah or not, well, I don't want to violate me'ila, just in case. So that's why I'm just not going to do it. That's even worse. So you will remain suffik tamei, suffik tumas meis, because you're worried about the Isra Me'ila D'Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, okay, forget it, that the greater good would be to go back to original, so Ukmuha Ad D'Oraisa. So they made it back to the Din D'Oraisa, that there is no Me'ila by its Efer. So when the Mishnah in Shkalim says there is no Me'ila, that's talking about step three, right? Step one is the Din D'Oraisa, step two is the D'Rabbanan, there is Me'ila, step three is putting it back on the Me'ikra Din D'Oraisa. The Yerushalmi in Shkalim gives a different formulation, and the Mefarshim there on the Yerushalmi wonder if it's the same answer, just said in different words or not. There it says, well, once they started giving kavod to the Efer, so that's why they put it back on the Daraisa. So that could be the same thing. Because they were Porish from Suffolk Hazos. Why were they Porish? Because they were worried about the Isra Me'ila by this Efer. So they were giving a kavod. So it could be that it's the same type of same answer, but just the different focus and different words. If you look in the Ola Shlomo, the Ola Shlomo here, Shlomo Lipschitz wonders what exactly is the case. We're going to work backwards here from the end and then go back to some earlier points. The case is they were poreish from Suffolk Me'ilos, Suffolk Hazos, meaning there was a case of Suffolk, and maybe we should have said they needed the Hazah, but they wouldn't because they're worried about the Isra Me'ila. Ask the Ola Shlomo, what exactly is the case of Suffolk Hazah? If it's a Suffolk, Bershus HaRabim, it's tar and it does not need. If it's a suffik in Rishas Yachid, then it's tameh and vadai does need. It's not a suffik hazos. What's a case of suffik tuma? Suffik hazos, right? We know the rules are suffik tuma Rishas Arabim tar, suffik tuma Rishas Yachid tameh. So what exactly is meant by this case of suffik hazos? Isn't it mapet tuma suffik Rishas Yachid tameh vadai v'sarf and av truma v'lap suffik hazosu v'ibrishas Arabim sfeiko tar. So he says, yesh lomar. Maybe it's like the case in Nazir on Daf Nun Zayin, where it says there, Ba'omer ra'isi tuma shenizraka b'neichem. Right? Somebody says, I saw tuma, nizraka b'neichem. I saw one of you was connected to tuma. So it wasn't like we know for sure where it was. We don't even know if he came in contact with the tuma. So even there, the rule is, there, Nazir Nun Zayin, that it's safik. Kivan. And somebody says, I know one of you became Tameh, but you don't know which one. So even in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, each one would stay with its Cheskas Kashrus, and therefore would not require. So maybe that's the type of case. But then he says, same Ola Shlomo paragraph, Kashuli, Amai Parshim Misafik Azos, but one second, you were Porish from Safik, since the whole Isser of Me'ila, potential Me'ila is a Durabanan, is Safik Durabanan Lakula anyway. So, you know, why don't we get into that principle? Okay, and he continues and asks and deals with that topic. Okay, that's on the last point. Let's go back for a moment to earlier, the two Tosfosim that we have to deal with. First Tosfos on the bottom. Tosfos Dibur Maskil Chatas. The Gemara says that Chatas he, so there is Me'ila by a Para Aduma. So, asks Tosfos, Tema, typically the Kachim and the Kabayasi. What's the chiddush? You need a pasuk to tell me that there's me'ila. Paradume has the status of hektish. It's kachi betek abayis. So, of course, there's me'ila by kachi betek abayis. If I have a bowl or a spoon, there's me'ila. So, what do you need a special marker by paraduma that there's going to be me'ila by it? The Yesh Lomar answers Tosfos, De Itzrich Lomoel Acher Moel. De Eino Ela Bebehema Beklisharis Bovad. You're right, we would know the Isser of Mi'ila when it comes to a Paraduma. But there's a detail of the Isser of Mi'ila that we wouldn't have known. Normally the rule is, once somebody violates Mi'ila, then that item becomes Chulin. Becomes Chulin. That's a reflection and a siman of Kotche Beth Kabayis. That it is a, it goes out L'Chulin. Kotche Haguf, though, once I violate Mi'ila, it stays Hektish. That's the principle of Ein Moel Achar Moel, Ela Bebehema V'Klisharis Bovad. If I use an animal that's supposed to be a carbon, it doesn't become Chulin, it's still Hektish. So says Tosfos, that's the Chiddush. Paraduma, which is Kotche Beth Kabayis, yes, you know Mi'ila applies, but I would have thought, what's the usual rule of Kotche Beth Kabayis and Mi'ila? Once it's used, it becomes Chulin. That's the Chiddush. Paraduma does not become Chulin after it is used. That's Tosfos. Ask the Achronim, ask the Karen Ora, ask the Ola Shlomo, but I don't understand. If the, what's the, why is it that Kotche Beth Kabayis becomes Chulin? Because it's able to be redeemed. Isn't that the reason? Yesh lam pidyon, you could be poed to it. That's why it would also be Yotzei L'Chulin if you violate Mi'ila. Paraduma, you cannot be, Paraduma, you could also be poed to. Right, the Gemara talks about if you find a nicer Paraduma, you can be poed to the Paraduma. So if you can be poed to the Paraduma, shouldn't that be a reflection that it is Yotzei L'Chulin? That's the question of the Ola Shlomo and the Karen Ora. Says the Ola Shlomo, I'll read it from him. B'me'ila mucha, t'chol darash yesh lo pidyon, ein bo mo'al achar mo'al. V'yemkei b'paradi yesh lo pidyon, like it says in Shavuos Daf Yud Aleph. Amai yesh mo'al achar mo'al. He says, unless you say that's a dindra abanon, maybe it's only dindra abanon, that it could be nifta, otherwise not. Either way, this is his question. Says the Stipler. The Stipler says, no. There's a big, he quotes this question of the Karen Ora, quotes the question of the Ola Shlomo. And he says maybe the answer is based on a ritva, a yesodas dik ritva in Avodah Zarah on Daf Chav Gimel, where the ritva is dealing with the issue of, and there are many sources related to this, the status of Paraduma. You get some indications that it has the status of Kotche Beth Kabayis, some indications that it has the status of Kotche Aguf. Right? We know there are two types of Kedusha when it comes to Hektish. Beth Kabayis, or Guf, also called Kedushas Lamizbeach, Kedushas Guf Lamizbeach. Again, there are differences. We've spoken about it in the past. But what's Paraduma? Right, it's not burned on the Mizbeach. Right, it's burned outside on Harazesim, and it's used. Says the Ritva, it depends what you have decided to do with it. That determines its Kedusha. Says the Ritva, the Yesh Lomar, the Lokarye Rachman Achatas, Elok Sha'ata Osem Imena Para, Velok Sha'ata Balif Dosa, Tahachiksiv, Lemenida Chatas he, Lomar, Lekishayia Lemenida, Hikachatas the Chalpsul in Shaba. The Chulu. Says the Stipler, Venimsa, Ledivre Aritva, this is Menachas, Simin Chavzain. Ledivre Aritva, Inyin Ze, Im Is al Hapara Duma, Dinkachi Mizbeho, Dinkachi Bedekabayas, Mitzlata, leave a koi, it depends. Shem Tava, Lobasov, Lasos, what was the Karen Ora's Kasha, the Ola Shlomo's question? What do you mean? There's Pidyon. If there's Pidyon, it should be Yotzei L'Chulin. The answer is no. If you decide not to be poed to it, if you're using it for Paraduma, then it has Kotche Aguf. And you're not being poed to it. You don't go by whether it's able to be nifta by Paraduma. It goes by your Kavanas. Shem Tava, Lobasov, Lasos, Bimene, Lemenida, Danina, Lelma Freya, Lachal, Dinim, Kigdushas, Mizbeach. Vim tavol abasof lepidyon dainin alei l'she'ena kedushas mizbeach v'yalkei agavna amrinan para kotche bedek habayis. And then he quotes that the Ritva says that Tosfos somewhere says this too. Where's the Tosfos? Suggests the Stiflers. Our Tosfos right here. Our Tosfos right here that says that there is no, it's not Yotzei L'Chulin, right? But even though pidyon is possible, says maybe that's the svara that's given for Tosfos. Good. That's Tosfos, Yimrasal Chatas. Then we have the top Tosfos, Yimrasal Ein. Each of these are important Tosfosim for our daf. So the Gemara said there is no Mi'ila by the Afer, by the ashes of Paraduma. So Tosfos earlier asked Tosfos Chatas, what do you need to possibly tell me that there is Mi'ila by the Paraduma? Of course there's Mi'ila by the Paraduma. Right? It's Kotche by the Kabayis. Now Tosfos is kind of asking the opposite question. What do you need a pasuk for to tell me that the Afer does not have Mi'ila? All ashes of all Karbanos are not subject to Mi'ila. Tema es Tosfos. Tepagle de Efer Hektish Mutter. Kid de Isa Besof Temura. The last daf in Temura says that ashes of Hektish, once it's totally burned, is Mutter. Ulamad de Muki, Vechulu, and it continues. Not our issue now. Tosfos has two answers related. V'yesh lomar deshayni hacha dekol mitzvasa l'sreifa omeid. Here is different. When does the Gemara say, "Oh, once it turns to ashes, then there's no more"? Once you're not. The point isn't to make ashes. The point is to burn them as mizbeach. Mamela becomes ashes. But that's just a result of what you were supposed to do. That's not the goal of what you are trying to create. By para aduma, you're creating the ashes. We want the efer para aduma. We're going to use that to be matir people. The whole goal of burning it, you burn it to create the ashes. So that's why I might have thought that this efer is different. Regular efer hakdish is mutter, because the efer is kind of like an afterthought of the avoda. Here, this is the avoda, to create the efer. And therefore, it's different. Number one. Number two, v'od nira datam hasam. What's the reason over there that Efer Hektish is mutter? Because of the principle of na'asis mitzvaso. You've already fulfilled what it was supposed to have done. De'en l'chadavish na'asis mitzvaso umolim bo. Aval hacha akati lois avid. Here, you didn't finish what you're using it for. Lois avid. You're creating the ashes, then you're going to use the ashes, and there's still me'ila by those ashes, possibly, we would have thought, because you didn't finish. It wasn't asis mitzvaso. Kamash bolan. The Briska Rav explains a little bit deeper what exactly this Tosfos means, and the Yesod in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos. So Maisa Karbanos, in the end of Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph, he quotes from his father, Reb Chaim. He quotes from the Rambam, without getting into the specific Rambams that he's talking about. He's quoting from the Rambam about just shechting a paraduma l'shem chulin. But in that context, he quotes from Reb Chaim, the Rambam lo ka'asi Allah klal mikochdim psul machshava. Right. Okay, we'll read one Rambam. The Rambam goes into, one Rambam that he discusses is, if I shech the carp paraduma, I'll manas to eat from its basar or to drink from its blood. And kshera, because it doesn't say reach nichalach. And all the mafarshim and on the Rambam think, we know there are certain types of psulei machshava, right? There's shalol lishma, there's pigel, there's pasul, shalol bimkomo. None of these fit the bill. None of these are in the category. So what kind of machshava poselis is there a havamina that this would pasul? So then, he quotes from Reb Chayyim that maybe paradum is different. Da harambam lo kasi ala klami koachdim psul machshava. Ella, the kivan de parakache bedek abayasi, since it's bedek abayas imke nimsa, the beikar hakdasha lespa klal shem chatas. Kachi bedek abayas, it doesn't have a shem chatas yet. It's not a carbon, I'm makdish a carbon, I'm makdish an ola, I'm makdish a shlomim. There are makdish it gets the status of that carbon right away. But here at paraduma, no. I'm makne it to the base hamigdash, giving it kachi bedek abayas. The cho hadin chatas, so when does it become a chatas? Dafka later. Tzorech lachu ba b'sha shchita al yidei hakravasa b'tores para. When I makrav it, when I shecht it b'tores para, that's when it gains its status. That's why this difference is, you're right, by other karbanas, which already is a karban, these types of thoughts are meaningless. But here, I'm imbuing it with kedusha b'sha shchita. That's different. V'kiva j'nishchata l'shem chulin l'chala alav klal Shem chatas. Vahari hi rak kedushas damim ki ikarak dasha shikashi bedek abayis. Vehenein deri Rambam. That's the words of the Rambam that he quotes, and he says that's why maybe you wouldn't even say stamal lishma when it comes to paraduma, because it's not stamal, it's only kashi bedek abayis at the beginning. It becomes kashi gof afterwards. Remember that ritva that the stipler just spoke about was, well, it depends what your decision is to determine. The Reb Chaim is saying up until the shchita, it's bedek abayis. Once there's the shchita, each kedusha is aguf. So in Kenya Yishlomer, the gam linyan din chalos lishma lo chal ba mameila rak ba machsheves lishma mefurish to be stama lo kaima lishma kiven to be ikar kedusha ein ba kedushas chatas rak kedushas ba dekabayis. And that's why it is different than other karbanos, and that's why the Rambam talks about these this as well. Aval paraduma de lespa de adin de stama lishma kaima imkein adin lishma shal l'shem ishim l'shem reich lichoach shavel adin lishma l'shem zel l'shem bailav. It's also lacking the thought that you would need, and therefore it is different. Good. That is one Reb Chaim that I wanted to mention, but it's not the one that talks about Tosfos. I'm sorry. I just went out of order. The one that talks about this Tosfos, but the topic of Tosfos is the one in the Grach al HaRambam, where he discusses in Hilchos Me'ila. He says, maybe the principle, getting back to the second answer of Tosfos says, this hasn't been Nasas Mitzvah so yet. Says Reb Chaim, Naaseh Mitzvaso is only a concept by Kachay Mizbeach. You're makrovit, and then Memela, you're done. By Bedek HaBayis, the whole Kedusha is about using it. So, who says the usage has stopped? Amasha Enkin, Bechaji Bedek HaBayis, the Naaseh Aydeh HaHektish, Kinyin Gavoa, Be'etzim HaDavar HaMukdash, V'lo Ichbal Lan Klalim Chazi LeMitzvaso Olo. Lo shayach v'lomar shuv naaseh mitzvaso, even the in kedushaso tluya b'mitzvaso. And he brings a riot to that, but that's again two important answers in Tosfos. Why is it again to the two Tosfos? He has opposite questions. It's obvious that the Paraduma has meila. What do you need a special pasuk for? And we spoke about moalach or moel. And then the second Tosfos is it's obvious that there's no meila by the Afer. What do you need a special pasuk for? And the answer is no. This Afer might be different because this is called mitzvaso l'sreifa omeid, or you don't have naaseh mitzvaso that applies here. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. We're on the last daf here in the fourth parak. Tana Rabbanan par helam davar shel tzibur. The par helam davar shel tzibur that we discussed at length in Maseches Harios. If the Beis Din tells Paskins and most of the Tzibur in Eretz Yisrael follow the Beis Din and violate an Avera, that Shigugaso Chadas v'meiz of Kares, so then instead of everyone bringing their own individual Karban, Beis Din brings one Par. Par Helm Davar Shel Tzibur, V'Seiri Avodas Kochavim, or if it was the Avodah Zarah, if that Avera was Avodah Zarah, then they bring a Seir, B'Tchila Magvin Lohen. With Machlokas Tanoim, where did the money come for this animal? So again, it's going to be a parallel machlokas to what we just had in the previous Mishnah. Does it come from communal funds or from personal funds? So, B'tchila Magmen Alei Yehuda. Yehuda says that we collect from the Tzibur. B'tchila, now that there's the sin, we collect from the Tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, B'chumas Alishkein, but no. Rabbi Shimon says it comes from Chumas Alishka. It comes from communal funds, just like Rabbi Shimon said in the Mishnah. If there's no Kohen Gadol, Minchas Chavitin is paid for by communal funds. So to hear, this is paid for by communal funds. Says the Gemara Vatanya Ifcha, we have a brisa that says that has the opposite shitas lined up. So Gemara says, "Hey, minay achrisi." Well, maybe the shitas they were choserbo. So which one was last? Because the later one is going to be the one that's more authoritative, right? Top Rashi, Eze nomar ba achrona shenismo chalei. Which one was said last that we should rely on it? Deshema hader bei meidach. Maybe they were choserbo from the previous. We shouldn't come along because it's important to know. We learned the Masechet Erevin. That's the daf that talks about. Whenever there's a machlokas between different people, who do we generally paskin like? Erevin mem vav. So Gemara there says Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon halacha Rabbi Yehuda. We usually paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So we want to know which sheet Rabbi Yehuda said last, because that's the one that we're probably going to paskin like. So the Gemara says Heimenai achrisi achrita. Who? Which one was later? So Amrua Rabbana Kameid Ravashi Lema Kamaisa achrita. Let's say that the first one was the later one. And the first one is the one that we accept, that Reb Shimon says it goes by communal funds. The Shamina Lele Reb Shimon, the Chayesh Lab Shia, because we know already the Reb Shimon is Choshesh, that if you put it on personal individuals, so that he's worried that it's never going to be done. Right? It's Choshesh for negligence, that people are just not going to bring it. Where do we see that? That was in the Mishnah we quoted from Shkalim. Right? The Mishnah said that what is the halacha by Kohen Gadol Shemes, right? Minchaso Kueva Mishal Tzibor, because maybe the Yerushim aren't going to give it. So here too also, maybe the Tzibor, if you go around collecting it from the Tzibor, they're not going to end up giving it. So that is why it must be that the version that we have first is the correct one. Rabbi Shimon holds Bichumas Alishka. So where it says, Amaluhu Ravashi, Afilu Tema, Basraisa, Achrita. Even if you want to say that the later one is the second one was later. Maybe that also could be okay. Why? Didn't we say before that he was worried about Pshia? Kiko Chayesh Reb Shimon Lepshia, the Milsa de Lesbu Kapara Begava. When does Reb Shimon Choshesh Lepshia? If it's not related to Kapara, it's just a Chiyuv. It's a Chiyuv to bring. It's not related to Kapara, right? The children of the Kohen Gadol. This is a Chiyuv that the father had. Nothing to do with Kapara. They didn't do a Chetz. That's why they might not be as forthcoming in terms of bringing the money. The mill said this look Kapara Bagava, but here there's a Kapara needed. There was a Chetz. Paralel of a Shal Tzibur. People are always nervous about Averis that they've done. So Lochai Shabbi Shimon Lepshia. Shabbi Shimon there is not Choshesh for Pshia because people are going to bring it. Right, just like the sugyas that we have elsewhere, the Mishnah is about mamashkinim, mamashkinim. We're not mamashkin by dvarim sheish bohem chatos va'asham. Why? Because people are nervous. People are nervous about onesh. They're nervous about yisurin, and therefore they want to make sure that their slate is cleaned beforehand. Period. Interesting, Mikdash David, I'm not sure if I mentioned this a couple of years ago in the previous cycle, but the Mikdash David discusses this idea, right? The Kohanim, the Yarshim of the Kohen Gadol, when he dies, do they have to bring it? And what type of Chiyuv is this that the children of the Kohen Gadol have to fulfill it? In Simin Lamed Oz Beis, the Mikdash David asks, V'yesh la'ayin, Eich shay Chiyuv al Kohen Gadol la'achar Misa? What's the whole issue of the Yarshim having to bring the carbon? This like somebody did a chait, somebody didn't do an aveira. So why is it that the Yarshim bechlau are obligated in this carbon? Of the Yitzarech Lomar, again, I'm not sure if I mentioned this in the previous cycle. The Yitzarech Lomar, the Kishiminuhu Kohen Gadol Mischayev Bechavitin Ad Sheyimnu Kohen Gadol Acher. When he was appointed Kohen Gadol, he accepted, like his Nechasim were Meshubid, to give the chavitin until there's a new Kohen Gadol. Not as long as he is Kohen Gadol. Until there's a new one. Ve'ein za'alav chova chadasha b'chol yom, v'nishtabnu l'chasa l'kol hazman. Right, it gets into the issue of sometimes when we have a chiyuv that continuous chiyuv, is that a chiyuv that's once and continues all the time, or is there a new chiyuv every time the situation comes up, every time the date comes up? Right, some Achronim ask this by kibud av'eim, with nafgaminas. Right, kibud av'eim. Is there one chiyuv right when the girl turns 13 years old? There's a chiyuv of kibud av'eim for the rest of his parents' life, even after the rest of his life. Could this kibud av'eim even la'achar misas horim? Or do we say no? There's a new chiyuv every single day, or every single time the situation of kibud av'eim might come up. So similarly here, he's the Kohen Gadol all the way until. Is it one chiyuv or a new chiyuv each time? If it's a new chiyuv each time, then you might say once he dies, the new chiyuv can't kick in. Or he said there's one chiyuv, and because that chiyuv continues, that is why it is something that the children are responsible for, but it does not have to do with kapara, right? That's his issue, right? And that's why the Gemara says here, by mils deles lu l'kapara, so then maybe he would be choshesh lipshia, and that's why Rabbi Shimon says there, it can be shal tzibur. Mashenke, when it comes here, there's no raya that it's not going to be shal tzibur, because it has to do with kapara. So my havi Allah, what's the halacha? Amar abezuti the ravashi, tashma, the tanya. As kabani lachmi li ishai, reach nichochi, the pasuk by the Talmud, tishmeru lahakriv li bimoado. Larabos, all of these words, Larabos, Parhel, Medavar, Shal Tzibur, Vesire, Avodas, Kochavim, Shebon, Mishumas, Alishka, Divrei, Rabbi Shimon. They all come from public funds. Even though, Rashi points out, even though the public didn't have it specifically in mind that they were going to sin and have to use these funds for the Parhel, Medavar, Shal Tzibur, still is good enough. That's Rashi. Or you might say, everybody sins sometimes. But again, that's only on the yach level. Ain't tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov lo yechta, the pasuk says. But it doesn't say that the tzibur, the parhel medavar shel tzibur, those kind of sins have to happen. That bezdin paskenim half of the tzibur, no personal sins. Either way, that's Rashi. Good. V'shleim ha'isa kreva v'chulu, the last few words of the Mishnah said that it was shalem, right? It wasn't split up like the regular Kohen Gadol's. Isaron was split up every morning, and half in the morning, half in the afternoon, but it was Shlema. And Isaron Shalem was brought by Boker, and as we'll see, Rashi on the Mishnah, Isaron Shalem by Boker, Isaron Bein Har Abayim, calls Manchi, Kreva, Mishel, Tzibur. So, Shlema. So, Rashi already gave the maskan of the Gemara. But the Gemara here asks, Amr B'chi Baraba, Boy Rabbi Yochanan, Shlema Shachar, Shlema Bein Har Abayim, Odilma, Shlema Shachar, Zubatela Bein Har Abayim. Yes, the Mishnah says here that it has to be brought shalem. It's not split in half. But does that mean you bring the whole thing in the morning? In the shachris chavitin slot and nothing in the afternoon? Or you bring double, shlema in the morning and shlema bein harabai? So Amar Rava, Tashma. Well, Rava says, well, look at the Mishnah in Maseches Tamid, which discusses the daily avoda and how many kohanim were needed for each part of the avoda every day. Shmini, the eighth kohen listed there, dealt with the chavitin, bechavitin, the 13 kohanim that are osik in the carbon tamid. So the eighth is the chavitin. The emisa, the betela bein arbayim. And if you want to say that if the kohen gadol died, then the bein arbayim one would not be brought. It's just one in the morning. Hazdim edelam mishkachle shmini bechavitin. Sometimes there won't be. The eighth one won't be dealing with the chavitin. Heichi dami de beis kohen gadol. Velo minu acher tachtov. Right? There won't be mamana. The fact that the Mishnah says it's always going to be the eighth, it must be that is brought in the afternoon as well. Shalem is brought, Shlema in the Shachris, and Shlema ben Rabbayim. So, Amr Rabbanan Kameh, the Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Rabbanan said this in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Bavloi Tipshoi. He said, "Foolish Babylonians, mishum de yasvi ba'asra de chashucha amri shmeitza de mechashchun." Before they sit in a place that is dark. Babel is called dark in other Gemaras, right? Rashi quotes the Babel is amukahi, quotes a pasuk in Yeshayo. So they say darkened, not clear thoughts. Ela dektani, you think that's a raya, because A, that is a raya, it has to be shalom in the Bein Arbayim. Ela dektani, shvi'i besolas, chi'i bayayin. What about 7th and 9th? Hachanami delo batli, those always are there, the solas and the wine for the Nesachim, min chasamidus kehem balayla, min chasamidus kehem afilu lamachar. We've already learned recently that the Nesachim can be brought a couple of days later. So those aren't daily. So what how do you interpret those lines, those phrases in the Mishnah? Ela de'i loktani, but rather it must be de'i in cases, in unusual cases, de'i if this comes up, if that comes up, loktani. The Mishnah isn't dealing with. The Mishnah is dealing with regular, normal, everyday, routine cases, not cases where you didn't bring the mincha that day. So achanami de'i loktani. See here too, de'i loktani. If the kohen gadol dies, it's not dealing with that case. Meaning, it's not a raya. The Mishnah in Talmud is not a raya that the chavite kohen gadol had to be brought shalim in the morning and shalim in the afternoon. No, maybe not. And therefore, it is at this stage we still don't have an answer. So we had a potential raya, and then it was broken. Adrua kame de Rava. They set this back in front of Rava. The fact that the raya that Rabbi Yirmiya said that Bavloi tipshoi amar mi bishusin amri kamayu mi tivusin lamri kamayu. Well, you only tell them the bad thoughts. You only tell them the things that don't have a merit. The statement don't have merit. But he didn't tell him the good things. So he says, yeah, presented us in a bad light. But then Rava changed his mind. Right? Another time Rava says, no, hanami tivusini. This law, though, is good. The fact that it's brought in the afternoon. Why? Because it's a pasuk, not based on the Mishnah, but it's a pasuk. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, soles mincha tamid, harihi lecha kim minchas tamidin. Tamid compares it to the tamidin. Maybe that's where the Sefer Chinuch got it from also, that we started off with today. It's like the carbon tamid, and just like the carbon tamid is always, so too, this is always in the morning and in the afternoon, and that is why it's shlema haisa kreva in the morning, and shlema haisa kreva in the afternoon, so that it's double. It's a double carbon that is brought. My havi Allah, and what do we paskin? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Tashma, the Tanya Shlema B'Shachris, Shlema Bein Harbayim. Good. There is a question in the Achronim, so it's brought Shlema. So usually we know the Kohen Gadol has one Isaron, and he makes 12 loaves, and he offers 6 in the morning and 6 in the afternoon. So now we have a whole Isaron in the morning, a whole Isaron in the afternoon. How many loaves are there? So the Minchas Chinuch assumes that there are also 6 in the morning and 6 in the afternoon, and they're just double the size, right? Because you're using double the amount of flour. V'nira, says the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kof Lamed Vav, Tashtemesre Chalo Shahaya Ofin Haya Beshachar Ubein Arabayim. Hainu Sheish Beshachar Minho Isaron, V'sheish Ben Harabayim Minhe Isaron, Ukimo Bechavite Kohen Gadol Atzmo. Just like if you had the actual Kohen Gadol there, that you learn from the Lechem Apanim that it's 12 Chalos, Sheish Baboga V'sheish Ben Arabayim. Kain Kan, even though the pasuk compares it to tamid, so it scares a kasev. Become makom hemis faachas. V'ha'yu ofin sacha kol yud beis chalos sheish baboker v'sheish bein arbayim. V'lo yud beis baboker v'yud beis bein arbayim. I might have put it earlier. Yud beis. I might have put it earlier, but says the Menchas Chinuch, he doesn't think so. Not everyone agrees, but this is the Menchas Chinuch. The idea of 12 chalos. We know that halacha lemaisa, we don't need 12 chalos for Shabbos. The lechem apanim was 12, and the chavitim was 12, and now the Minchas Chinuch is even saying that when the Kohen Gadol dies, it is a 12 altogether. They're just double the size. But we know, I think we mentioned in the past the amazing thought, a comment to the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says that there's never any stira between nigla and nistar. And if we think there is, then we're either misunderstanding the nigla or misunderstanding the nistar. He says, I think one exception, which way the beds are supposed to face, north, south, or east, west. But one of the questions that was asked is that we know we need Lecha Mishnah. The Gemara says, in Shabbos and in Brachos, right, we need Lecha Mishnah. While it says in the Zohar that you need 12 chalos, Yud Beis chalos, right? So 12 or 2, which one is it? So says the Gemara, there's no stira. Because the Gemara says there in Brachos and Shabbos, as I was referring to, that the Gemara has a phrase, Rav Ashi Batsa Akula Sherusa. Rav Ashi made mamotzi akula sherusa. So what does that mean? So Rashi says it means he cut big pieces because he wanted everybody to have enough of the meal. And that's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that pshat. But akula sherusa. But the Rashba says different pshat. But akula sherusa means he cut both challahs at every meal. Cut both challahs at every meal. And the Mishnah quotes from the Marshal and the Shlach Kadosh that, you know, to be machmer the chadchila like the Rashba. But says the Vilna Gaon, if you cut both challahs, like the Rashba says, at every meal you have two challahs. Then you cut both, and you cut once through. So that's four halves at every meal. You cut each one into half, four halves. So there's 12 halves altogether on Shabbos. The Zohar, really, what it said was Yud Beis Ches with a line. It didn't mean Yud Beis Chalos. It meant Yud Beis Chatzain. Yud Beis halves. 12 halves, two Chalos. According to the Rashba, everything fits together. But it also all comes from the number 12. The 12 of the Lechem Apanim, which is Moreh and Malamid, on the 12 from the to the Chavitin, which the Minchas Chanuch says even applies to if the Kohen Gadol died. And then we relate that to our case as well of Chalas on Shabbos. Good. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Pligi ba Abba Yossi ben Dustai v'Rabbanan. Machlokes Tanoim. Now we're getting back to the regular case of Kohen Gadol. Not where the Kohen Gadol dies. Regular case. The question is, we know, you bring an Yisaron and you split it in half. Yisaron of Solis, you split it in half. Half for six Chalas and half for the other six Chalas. Abba Yossi ben Dustai Omar. Mafrish lashnei k'matzim shel Lavona. Just like the Lechem Apranim had Lavona with it, that's Beferish in the Torah, so to hear. You take two kometzes, two kematzim of Lavona, and your makriv, a kometz of Lavona, with each half of Isaron of the Kohen Gadol's carbon. Kometz shachas, a kometz ben Ramayim. For Rabbanan Amri, no. One kometz. Mafresh la kometz echad. And you take chatzi kometz shachas, a chatzi kometz ben Ramayim. Machlokes, the Cheshek Shlomo here in the back, or Shlomo Mivilna, wonders what exactly is the whole source for this. Where does it say anywhere in the Torah that you need Lavona? How do you know you need Lavona for the carbon of the Menchas Chavitin? He said, this is a Gemara later on, which by Hashem we'll have to get to. That's what his comment is here. Says the Cheshek Shlomo, Lon is bar kami nole, the Chavitin Kohen Gadol, Zorach Lavona. To have a Torah parshas, dezek carbon aron avonav, lo huska Lavona klau, v'yachin l'kamon, daf kuvches, maisi hasha Hashem, b'raisa, the Rebbe Yehuda, mafek lemikra. So it's a Gemara later on, says the Cheshek Shlomo, which we'll have to, Beth Hashem, get to. Okay, machlokas tanom, whether you bring one kometz and split it in half, or two kometzim. But my kamiflagi, what's this machlokas about? Abayosi ben dustoyo masavar. Why does he say you bring two kometzes? Lo ashkechon chati kometz dekarev. You never have a half a kometz that's hukrav. By your regular karev mincha, you have a kometz, and you're makrev the kometz, the kemitza. So here too, you never find a case where you're going to be makrev half a kometz. So that's why, if you're makrev something, you must be a whole kometz in the morning and a whole kometz in the afternoon. For Rabbanan Savri, no, a different svara. Lo ashkechan isaron debay shnei kometzim. It's only one isaron. One isaron, one mincha always gets one kometz. You're never going to do two kometzes for one mincha. So that's why it's one isaron, one mincha schavit, and it's brought in halves, but it's only going to be one kometz, and you're split the kometz. Fine. By Rabbi Yochanan. So that's by a regular case of Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol every day. So now, what about the Kohen Gadol Shemes case? By Rabbi Yochanan, Kohen Gadol Shemes v'lo minu achar tachtav. There's nobody that was appointed in his stead. L'Rabbanan huchpala levonaso olo. According to the Rabbanan, do we double the Lavona? The Rabbanan who say you have one kometz and you split the kometz in half normally. Do we double the Lavona to make it into one kometz in the morning, one kometz in the afternoon, or not? Rashi points out, according to Abba Yossi, this for sure, not a question, that it's not doubled. Because you can never bring four kometzim, you never makrev two kometzim at each time, you never makrev two kometzim, just like he says you never makrev half a kometz. You're not makrev two kometzim, but according to the Rabbanan, who you double it from two halves to two wholes. Chukpala v'nasolo, that's the question. Mi amrinan, mitok shechukpala so laso, chukpala levonaso. Since the solas is doubled, right? He's sorin in the morning, he's sorin in the afternoon, so the lavon is also doubled. So you have a whole kometz in the morning, and a whole kometz in the afternoon. O dilma, no. My de gully, gully. My de lo gully, lo gully. Or do we say no? What we know, beferish, is what we know. And if not, not. My de lo gully, lo gully. Question. V'shemen, bain, la abba yosef, and this toy, bain, rabbana ma'am. What about the oil? What about the oil? Do we double the oil? The 1.5 lug. So Amar Rava Tashma, Rava says, well, I'll try to bring you a raya. And we'll see who we pass on like. We pass on like the Rabbanan, not like Abba Yosef ben Nustai. We'll see the Rambam's formulation in Bez Hashem soon. So Amar Abba Tashma, the Mishnah says later on in Daf Kufav, Hey, Kmatzin Hey. There are five komets, five halachas that you have for komets. That's what the Mishnah says later on in the 13th parak, in parak Harei Alai Yisaron, the last parak of Menachas. The Mishnah says there, Kuf Vavam Abbas towards the bottom. Chamisha Kopsim Hey. What are they? Because we'll have to use them soon. Ha'omer Alai Lavona. If somebody says, I hereby promise to bring some Lavona to the base of Migdash, you have to bring at least the Komets. Ha'adev Mincha, Yavi Ima Komets, Lavona. Ha'mala Esa Komets Bachutz. If somebody is Makriv, Maktir, Komets Bachutz, that's an Isser of Ha'Allah as Chutz, and one is Chayev. Shnei Bazichin, and the two Bazichin of the Lechem Apanim, Tu'unin Shnei Kamatzim. So, two out of the five are the two Lechem Apanims, and one is the Israel HaKomet Bachutz, V'chul. Okay, good. So, ask the Gemara now. Mao, so we're trying to figure out, according to the Rabbanan, who say normally that the Kohen Gadol brings half a Komet in the morning, half a Komet in the afternoon, maybe if the Kohen Gadol died and you're bringing a holy sorrow in the morning and the afternoon, each, so you should bring a whole Komet. But says the Gemara, Tashma Hekamsen, Vimisa, if it's true that you would double it and you would bring a Komet in the morning, Komet in the afternoon, Zenda Mishkachas Lazayin. So why did it say five Komatsin? Maybe sometimes there's seven, right in this case. So it must be that it's not true. It must be according to the Rabbanan that you don't double it, and therefore it's never your Makriv Chatzi Komets each time. That's why it's not going to be on this list. So isn't that a raya that Mishnah doesn't have it? The Gemara again says, as we said earlier, Di'i Loktani. We're not talking about unusual cases. If he dies, you're right. If he dies, it could be seven. But that's not the normal way that the avoda is done. De'i loktani. We're not talking about unusual cases. So even though the Mishnah does not say it, it's not a raya. Yosef Rav Papa v'kamer l'ha shvaitza. Omar le Rav Yosef bar Shamiel Rav Papa. Rav Papa was saying this over, and Rav Yosef said to him, v'hamal, you're telling me, oh, the Mishnah is not talking about de'i. The Mishnah is not talking about unusual cases. So what about the third case? What about the Isra of Shchut Echutz? The Isra of Halos Chutz, that's a common case. People are being maktir items outside the base of Mikdash. That's also unusual. And yet it lists it. De'i Have, Viktani, right? The Mishnah is also listing the case of a De'i, an unusual case. If this happens, and it still says it, right? So this should also be listed there. So the Gemara goes back and forth. Maybe it should be a Raya that you're going to double it. So my Havi Allah, so what do we paskin? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Tashma. They have a beferish brisa. The Tanya Koy Gadol Shemeis Lo Minu Acher Tachtov Shlei Mashachas VeShlei Rabein Harabayim. So far so good, right? You bring a whole Yisaron in the morning, whole in the afternoon. Umafrish La Beis Kamatzin, and you mafrish two Kamatzin. Komet Shachas or Komet Bein Harabayim, and you bring a Komet in the morning, Komet in the afternoon. So the question is, who is this going to be according to? Right? According to Abba Yosef and Dostoy, you always bring that, even if the Koy Gadol didn't die. But is this price going according to him, or is it according to the Rabbanan, and it's double? That's going to be our question. Umavir is a shloshes lugin, and also it says you have three lugin. Three lugin of oil, doubled. Logu mechsa shachris, logu mechsa bein harabai. So Mani, who is the author of this price? Who is this price going according to? Elam of the Rabbanan, is it going according to the Rabbanan? Who we hold of? So maishta levonasa, dehuchpala, and the Rabbanan say what? That usually you bring a half a komet in the morning and a half a komet, and then this brisa then is saying you bring a full, it's doubled. But then why would we have the chiluk though that's mentioned? Why is the Lavona doubled and the Shmena is not doubled? The Lavona, I'm sorry, I mentioned before the oil is just half, it's not doubled. The Lavona here is going to be doubled according if it's the Rabbanan, but the oil is still three lug. Boil us three lugin, it's not doubled. So why would that be a chiluk? So Ella, Abba Yosef ben Dustoy, it must be Abba Yosef ben Dustoy. Da'amar, who we said before, remember that of course it's not doubled in terms of the komets. Da'amar, chavite kohen gadol ba'alma shnei kamatzim baya. You always need two kamatzim. So even if he dies, you still need two kamatzim. Ulavona lo huchpala. And the lavona is not huchpal. Right? This is exactly what was brought beforehand. V'shemen lo huchpal. And all the Brisa is telling you is that the oil is not doubled, according to Abba Yosef ben Dustoy. Umi the shemen laba Yosef and Dustoy lo huchpala uvanasa v'shmeina not l'rabbanan lo huchpalu. And if it's not doubled for Abba Yosef and Dustoy, it must be also that it's not doubled for the Rabbanan. And that's exactly how the Rambam paskins. The Rambam paskins in the end of Perek Gimel of Hilchas Tvidin Umusafin, when the Rambam is talking all about the chavite kohen gadol. Right there, he's talking about this. the perek, interesting, in the Tepidim Musafin, in the same perek, he puts regular ketores, mitzvah saseh lahakter ketores al mizbeach azov, shebehechol pamayim b'chol yom, baboker bein arabayim, so mitzvah ketores in the morning and in the afternoon, and it goes keitzat seder haketores, and then later on in the perek, after he talks about the ketores, he talks about the menorah, right? Halacha yud. Dishan ha-menorah v'hatavas ne'erosea v'boker b'ein arabayim, mitzvah zaseh, the Rambam Shita, that lighting the menorah even in the morning is part of the mitzvah zaseh. Shenemar yaroch hazar aron v'anav, v'alokas ne'erotoch hazar shabbos v'satuma, k'karbon ha-shekavua lehem zman. So in the same perek, he talks about ketores, he talks about dishun ha-menorah and hadlokas ha-menorah, and then at the end of that perek, he talks about chavite kohen gadol. The three things that are done twice a day, half in the morning, half at night. You have the ketores, doesn't matter about the carbon tumidity, that's earlier. The ketores and the menorah, and then you have halacha yudches, chavite kohen gadol, mitzvah zaseh lakriven b'chol yom, mechza b'boker im tamid shol shachar, u mechza b'rabayim im tamid shol b'rabayim, v'lishasam rafiyasam dochen ez ha-shabbos v'zatumah v'chulu. And then he quotes, what is dochen Shabbos, what's not dochen Shabbos. And then the last halacha, that's the one important for us, meis kohen gadol b'shachris. Right, if after he gave the morning one, and there's no other Kohen Gadol, you're bringing a whole Isaron, a whole one. That's what we said earlier in the Mishnah. If it's the morning, even though the solus is doubled, right? It's a whole isaron each time in the morning and in the afternoon, but we're do not double the shemen or the lavona, as our Gemara said. Alam mafrishin lam shloshes lugin shemen. The three lug stays the same. Three lug shemen v'komets v'lavona, and one komet split in half. Right, and komis, one komis lavona split in half. That's like shita the rabbanon. Logo mechza shemen v'chatzi komis lavona lisaron shaboker. V'logo mechza shemen v'chatzi komis lavona lisaron shalbein harabayim. So that's the Rambam Perek Gimel of Hilchas Tefillin and Musafin. He talks about these three avodos, chavite kohen gadol being the last. Right, the beginning of Tefillin and Musafin has many mitzvahs. There are 19 mitzvahs in Tefillin and Musafin. So the beginning he talks about to be makriv the kvasim. Talmud Shabbein Arbayim, Talmud Shal Shachar, and Talmud Shabbein Arbayim. And then he talks about the fire, and then he gets into this halacha. Good, finishing up the parak now. Amar Rav Yochanan, halacha ka Yosef ben Dustoi. Even though it's not the halacha. The halacha is like Abi Yosef ben Dustoi, says Rav Yochanan. Umiyar Rav Yochanan, how can Rav Yochanan really say this? The Amar Rav Yochanan, halacha kistam Mishnah. V'tan chamisha komsenhein. Didn't we have a raya from that Mishnah later on? Chamisha komsenhein. And, right, there is the... That would mean it's not like Abi Yosef, according to Abi Yosef and the story, there's another kometz, right, if the Kohen Gadol dies. So how can he say the halacha like Stam Mishnah and the halacha like Yosef and the story? Answer, Amorayim ninhu, v'alim d'Rabbi Yochanan. Machlokes Amorayim about the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, whether he held like this Mishnah or whether he held general like Stam Mishnayas. So again, we don't paskin like that. We paskin like the Rabbanan, even though Rabbi Yochanan said it according to one version. Tosfos here even wonders why the Gemara even has to say this. Tosfos ask the question that we've dealt with at least once in this Masechta and in Zvachim as well. Halacha, last hostess in the parak, Tema, Hilchasa Lemeshicha. This is a halacha that relates to, what do we have to know halacha lemaisa for? Right, the Gemara is saying halacha lemaisa when Mashiach comes, Hilchasa Lemeshicha. Right, so why do we have to know this? So, again, we mentioned the Tosfos. He says on the side, look in the Tosfos in Zvachim Daf Memhei, look what I wrote there. That's where Tosfos and the other Rishonim that relate to this topic discuss. They have different approaches. Sometimes Rishonim try to find some type of Hechi Timsi to every type of case that's not Hilchasa L'Mashicha. What if somebody makes a neder al manasa, this is the halacha? On condition, this is the halacha. Okay, that is, there's always some type of nafkamina. Tosfos there in Zvachim, though, says maybe it's only a problem of Hilchasa L'Mashicha if there is another element. Reb Chaim Mefarish, she quotes in that Tosfos, Zvachim Memhei, De lo parech Hilchasa L'Mashicha, when are we bothered about, why are you asking this? Elahecha de'ika tarti, shula Mashicha, v'gamo se'iser. If it's an Aveira and it's L'Mashiach. So who wants to know about Bizman HaMashiach now? And who wants to know about certain Averis? What's going to be the halacha about an Avera done Bizman HaMashiach? Maybe that's when there's Hilchasa L'Mashicha problem. But without either of those two, especially without the latter one, so then the Gemara will ask or delve into what the halacha is. V'gamo said, V'lechan afkusa ba'al ilchza elai de'iser lo shayach lifsok l'mashicha. Right, to us, why? And he says on the side, why not? So he quotes on the side from the Tosfos Yesharim in Yuma, to us, you kulam tzadikim. They're all be tzadikim then. And therefore, we don't have to worry about Hilchos HaMashiach is never going to come up. It's not even Hilchos HaMashiach. Right? Interesting. There's a line in the Ramban, more than one place, two places. In Brachos, I think at the end of the Torah also, that when Mashiach comes, at a certain stage, whatever the stage is, that we're going to go back to the level of Adam and Chava Kodem Achet, which means without Bechira. But how could that be? And what's the goal of life? Isn't the goal of life to have Bechira and to overcome? That's a big question. But again, that's an important comment that he quotes on the side from the Tosfos Yishanim, that Hilchos HaMashiach, according to that Deya, is only asked if it's not Lamaisa, and it's only going to be Lamaisa if an Aveira is done. So maybe it's never, we don't have to be Choshesh that it's going to be done, or even maybe there won't be a Yitzhar or an Aveira done in that time. Okay, Hajjal Machatcheles, Baruch Hashem, we finished the fourth parak, and B'nai Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the fifth. Again, the next daf will probably be put up in the last cycle, and then B'nai Hashem, we will pick up, get back to a regular schedule after that. Okay, we'll stop here.